His house only is known. Number 31 is good pay. Number 31 is ready money. Not a scrap of paper is ever made out for number 31. It is an anonymous house. Its owner pays his way to obscurity. No one knows anything about him or heeds his movements. If a carriage be seen at his door, the neighborhood is not full of concern lest he be going to run away. If a package be removed from his house, a score of boys are not employed to watch whether it will be carried to the pawnbroker. Mr. Payall fills no place in the public mind. No one has any hopes or fears about him. The creditor always figures in the fancy as a sour, single man with grizzled hair, a scowling countenance, and a peremptory air, who lives in a dark apartment with musty deeds about him and an iron safe as impenetrable as his heart, grabbing together what he does not enjoy and what there is no one about him to enjoy. The debtor, on the other hand, is always pictured with a wife and six fair-haired daughters, bound together in affection and misery, full of sensibility and suffering without a fault. The creditor, it is never doubted, thrives without a merit. He has no wife and children to pity. No one ever thinks it desirable that he should have the means of living. He is a brute for insisting that he must receive in order to pay.